This is Israel 18 News, with your hourly update for Sunday, the 19th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today is a warm day across Israel, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and pleasant temperatures in Jerusalem. A perfect day to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Times of Israel, an IDF reservist has been killed and 9 others wounded by an explosive in southern Lebanon. This occurred amid a ceasefire, as reported earlier today. Also, Israel Hayom reports that Trump faced intense moments during his war with Iran. The West Wing saw turmoil after an American plane was downed earlier this hour. Also this hour, as reported by Israel Hayom, Rez Sergeant Ret Lidor Porat, who fought bravely in southern Lebanon, will be laid to rest today. Tributes pour in from national figures. Separately, Ynet highlights that the commander who rebuilt Hezbollah's Radwan force has been killed. The IDF confirms over 150 Hezbollah terrorists were eliminated in final strikes. And finally, the Jerusalem Post notes that North Korea has fired missiles amid possible talks with the US and South Korea. This move signals its self-defense capabilities. Reaction has been swift on social media. Haviv Retig-Gur, a prominent journalist, posted just minutes ago that if the US does not confront Iran now, a more challenging confrontation awaits in the future. From X, the latest, Ynet News shared that the killed Hezbollah commander was a pivotal figure in rebuilding the Radwan force. The IDF's offensive struck over 300 targets. I24N. EWS reported earlier today that despite damages from the conflict, Iran retains a significant portion of its missile arsenal, posing threats to Strait of Hormuz shipping. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the incident in southern Lebanon, the Times of Israel reports that the IDF reservist's death occurred despite an ongoing ceasefire. This tragic event highlights the fragile situation in the region. The implications for peace efforts are significant as tensions remain high. Turning to Trump's war room drama, Israel Hayom describes the high-pressure environment in the West Wing during the conflict with Iran. The president faced internal and external pressures. The fallout from these actions could impact future U.S.-Iran relations. Meanwhile, the funeral of Rez Sergeant Ret Lidor Porat underscores the personal sacrifices made by soldiers. As reported by Israel Hayom, leaders paid homage to his bravery. This reflects the ongoing human cost of regional conflicts. In a related development, the death of Hezbollah's commander marks a significant blow to the group. Ynet reports that this follows intense IDF operations targeting Hezbollah infrastructure. The region watches closely as these developments unfold. And finally, North Korea's missile tests serve as a reminder of its military capabilities. The Jerusalem Post suggests this is a strategic message ahead of diplomatic talks. The implications for regional security are profound. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Zim workers have returned under a partial strike. Operations have resumed, but negotiations on takeover terms continue. Separately, Maariv Business warns of the boomerang effect, with the dollar dipping below 3 shekels. While it initially seems positive, a miscalculated tax could impact local consumers. And finally, Israel Hayom Business announces Amazon's return to Israel. Shipments have resumed, and the low dollar benefits consumers, though delivery times may be extended. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 1 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.